Lieutenant Colonel Tony Blando heads the ROTC program at UW Oshkosh. He led a unit of 150 soldiers in Operation Desert Storm. He says he was dismayed to hear news yesterday that some surrendering Iraqi troops led U.S. soldiers into an ambush. He says that's a stark contrast with the desperate Iraqi soldiers his men dealt with.
You know, they were hungry, they were tired, they were thirsty, and it happened to be raining that day. They were cold and wet, and my soldiers were giving up some of their own socks to these people. And we fed them and we watered them, and the American soldier is generally compassionate.
While U.S. soldiers may be compassionate to surrendering enemy soldiers, Blando says the pressures of war can also make them a threat to their own units. He says reports of the grenade attack in Kuwait, apparently carried out this weekend by a U.S. soldier against his fellow soldiers, reminds him of problems he faced in his unit during Desert Storm.
During Desert Storm, there were a couple of times when I actually took the weapons away, weapons, ammunition, or as far as M16 ammunition and bayonets, away from certain soldiers who I didn't feel were mentally stable.
Blando's also disturbed by reports that the Iraqi military may be using civilians as human shields. He says that will force U.S. commanders to make some tough choices once a war in the streets of Iraqi cities begins.
It could come down to, you know, either I shoot this guy that's hiding behind these people or I'm going to die, or worse, these soldiers, the young men and women that I'm charged to take care of, are going to get killed.
Blando's brother is fighting now in Iraq with an infantry tank division. He says despite the sad news of both military and civilian deaths in the current war, he's happy with the current media coverage. He says the almost real-time coverage of both the war and of anti-war demonstrators around the country is a reminder of the First Amendment freedoms he believes the war is being fought to protect. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.